What we've been discussing is this idea that Sfiras HaOmer has two different components to it. There's, of course, the emphasis on Shavuos. Usfartim lachem mimacharas ha-shabas miyom aviyachem es omer atznufa sheva shabasos tamimos tihiena. One. Two, right, in Sefer Dvarim it says, Shiva Shavuos tispor lach me'achel chermesh bakama tachel lispor shiva Shavuos. Second and third times that the emphasis on the weeks is mentioned. And then, ve'asisa chag Shavuos la'Hashem melokecha. So, four times we've been told to count the weeks. Then, in a bit of a minor key, Tarsha Bechsav, we have the emphasis on days as well. Ad mimacharas ha-shabas ha-shvi'is tisperu chamishim yom. So we know Abaye's teaching, you have it here in the first Makor, the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yad Zayin. We already referenced the parallel Gemara in Menachos, which actually doesn't quote Psukim, which is important. Hamar Abaye, mitzvah l'mimne yome, dechsev tisperu chamishim yom. Mitzvah l'mimne shavue, dechsev shiva shavuos tispor lach. Ve'od, chag shavuos ksiv. So Laura, what we have here is two distinct dimensions. You have the Sfiras Hayamim, as well as the Sfiras HaShavuos. And what we've noted is, of course, that that's paralleled. We're not the first to notice this. Obviously, Chazal develops this in the Rambam that we spoke about last week. In the context of Sfiras HaYovel, right? V'safarta locha sheva shabsos shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pamim. So instead of days and weeks, you have years and shmitot, but you have a perfect analog, obviously at a different order of magnitude. Okay, we also noted that the second duality with respect to Sfiras HaOmer isn't the day-week duality, but the duality would be... Go ahead, Igor. The second duality, we spoke about three dualities. The second duality, go ahead, Steve. Okay, very good. In other words, counting from one korban to the other korban versus Pesach to Shavuos. And that would impact a number of issues, many, many issues, including the proper time for counting, the relationship between the korban ha-omer and the Sfiras ha-omer. Tosus's argument that it would be a din derabanan, endorsed by most Rishonim, the Ran, the Smag. And then this other perspective that maybe you're counting from Pesach to Shavuos, which is, interestingly, the perspective of the Chinuch, and even though the Chinuch himself says it would still be a din derabanan. Now again, the more that you think you're counting from one korban to the next, right, so that relates to the third duality or dichotomy, namely that whose responsibility would you think it would be then to count? Right, based in, which is actually what the Sifrei says on the Pasuk of Shiva Shavuos Tispor Lach, right, Bezdin, but because the pasuk also says Usfartem lachem mimacharas haShabbos, you have Sfira lekol echad veechad. Bezdin chovas hatzibur versus the chovas hayachid. Pesach to Shavuos versus Karban haOmer to Karban Shtei Halachem. Yamim versus Shavuos. Today, what we're going to key in on is the first duality, the Yamim Shavuos question. So, any time that you have an A and a B, in this case Yamim and Shavuos, and you want to determine which one is the dominant relationship, you basically have four options. A is dominant over B, B is dominant over A, A and B are equal, neither one dominates the other, or what would the fourth one be, a little more subtle? That A and B can flip. In other words, right, that there's this idea that right, A could dominate B at one point and then B could dominate A at a different point. So in the context of Sfiras HaOmer,
you said they're co-dominant or they're not related to each other.
Okay, right, that which would be a related type of a question. Let's assume that they have some kind of relationship. So in the context of Sfiras HaOmer, we can either emphasize Sfiras HaYamim and say basically the basic theme is to count the days, counting the weeks is secondary. Alternatively, we could suggest that counting the weeks, Binyamin, is the dominant thing, and counting the days isn't a minor key. You could suggest that they're both of equal standing. Or one could suggest that maybe it changes. In other words, maybe days 1 through 6, counting the days, and then is the dominant thing. And then, let's say, on the 7s, counting the weeks becomes equally important. In other words, it could flip. Everybody follow that analysis? We're gonna instantiate that in a variety of different sources. Of course, The linchpin here is the position of Amemar that we already saw on two different occasions. Igor, go ahead. What was the position of Amemar? Amemar in the Gemara Menachos Daf Samach Vav. We mentioned it. We're just reviewing. What's that? No, you don't need it. You remember.
No, I don't remember.
Oh. Okay, Raphael, I think you have it. No, no, okay, you could go ahead.
Basically,
so Abaye
says that you're supposed to
Right, that's Abaye, but what did Amemar say?
It says only days and not weeks.
So. Right, so Amemar said, because it's a Zecher LeMikdash, we've dropped which component?
Weeks.
Right. So the Rabbeinu Yerucham, commenting on that, says, really, you have two, just like, let's say, Tfilin Shal Yad and Tfilin Shal Rosh, part of the same theme, but the Rambam accounts them as two distinct mitzvos, Paul. So Sfiras HaYamim and Sfiras HaShavuos have each one an independent standing as in Taryag. In other words, you have two mitzvahs. One is Sfiras Hayam and Sfiras HaShavuos. He actually argues that each one would require its own bracha. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that you'd have two independent mitzvahs, but Bizman Hazeh, since counting the weeks is linked from Korban A to Korban B, from one Korban to the next, then we don't have the Korbanos anymore. We've dropped that. All we're really doing is counting the days. This is his reading of Amemar. And he says, that's why, basically, the way that we count is we say, it's such and such day, right? And we just say one bracha, and we define the weeks also relative to the day.
Okay. It's
so he thinks that Sfiras HaYamim continues to be Doraisa, even though Sfiras HaShavuos has been dropped.
It's been dropped. It's not even...
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So, that would be one point of view. By the way, the Rif, you have it here in Source 2, is of the view that counting the days is the dominant feature, and then one counts the weeks along with the days. And what I'm going to show you today is that the Rambam's perspective on this issue developed over time. So, Raphael, why don't you take a look at... We've covered now the first two sources. The Rif holds that counting the days is a dominant theme. Why don't you take for us Sources 3, 4, and 5, Raphael, and just show us how the Rambam's position developed. So the Minyan Mitzvot is the Rambam's introduction to the Rambam's introduction, general introduction to the Mishneh Torah. Clearly, what's dominant here?
The only thing that exists, not only is it dominant, it doesn't mention itself.
Very well done.
And then
later on, in the Koteret, right, the introduction to Hilchos Tmidim Musaf, and the Rambam says, correct. So clearly the Rambam's position here developed. The Rambam, of course, is linked to the Rif how? Again, the fact that the Rif says that the days are the dominant things is, Paul, what's the historical connection between the Rif and the Rambam?
Rif is Alfasi, right?
Correct. Right, and he left. He had to flee North Africa. He moved to Spain the last years of his life. But who is his... It's only two generations between the Rif and the Rambam. Who is the Rif's Talmud Mubhak? Who took over the Rif's yeshiva after he passed on? Igor? The Rimigash? The Rimigash, Rabbi Yitzchak Ibn Migash. What's that?
That was the Rambam's teacher.
So that was the Rambam's father's teacher. So the Rimigash taught Rabbeinu Maimon HaDayan.
Yes.
And then, okay, then followed that with his Rambam. Okay, very good. So the fact that the Rambam started off his perspective focused on the days should not be a surprise. But the Rambam developed his point of view about this. Okay, so Raphael, go ahead with Source 5. This is the Rambam's final statement on the matter. So what's the Rambam's real conclusion?
So it's like the Shavuot and the Yamim are secondary.
An addendum to that, correct? Okay. So the Rambam developed his point of view over time. That's very important to know, because that highlights the subtlety of this issue. Now, just to have a perspective, the Shulchan Aruch, right, the Shulchan Aruch, I think, represents a middle view. Okay, so Binyamin, why don't you read the Shulchan Aruch for us? This is the sixth source.
So for Yamim Vashavuot, Kitzad, and I do that. Biyom Rishon Omer, Hayom Yom Echad Ba'omer, Ad Shemegei L'Shiva Yamim Va'az Yomar, Hayom Shiva Yamim Shem Shavua Echad Omer. Biyom Shmi Omer,
So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, what's the relationship between the days and the weeks?
So said, so you count them both, and when you get up to the seventh day, you said this is the first weekend, that's all.
Right. So the Shulchan Aruch's point of view is that what we really have are the two equal elements to the mitzvah. It doesn't have to count it like Rabbeinu Yerucham as two distinct mitzvahs, but you basically have two equal, right? A and B don't dominate one another. They are both represented. Okay, so you have three points of view. You have the point of view expressed by the Rif, you have the point of view expressed by the Rambam in this conclusion, right, that the weeks do dominate the days, and then you have the point of view of the Shulchan Aruch in the middle. By the way, the Meiri also thinks that the Ikar Minyan is on the Shavuos. And one of the things that he notes is that, after all, the holiday that follows is called V'asisa Chag Shavuos L'Hashem Elokecha Misas Nidvas Yadcha Asher Titein Kasher Yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha. So basically, that's the total perspective that we have up until now. What I want to try to do is develop a bit of a more subtle approach on the basis of some really intriguing sources. So, the Rambam, as we noted, developed a point of view from a basic emphasis on Yomim to Shavuos. Now, earlier in his life, when the Rambam was still keyed in and with the Yomim, okay, the Rambam authored the Sefer HaMitzvos before the Mishneh Torah. Right? The Rambam goes through all Taryag Mitzvos. The Rambam says there's something, I think, very unusual. This is where the Rambam is developing his parallel to the idea of Sfiras HaOmer being a parallel to Sfiras HaYovel. So, Sadia, why don't you read the ninth source for us? This is the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam says something very interesting. Okay, so the Rambam says, just a little bit of background here, the Rambam is arguing that you don't have two distinct mitzvos. Rabbeinu Yerucham argues there are two distinct mitzvos. The Rambam thinks that's simply incorrect. Okay, he's not responding to Rabbeinu Yerucham, but the idea espoused by Rabbeinu Yerucham. And now he's going to bring a Raya Berura. Okay, in his view, an incontrovertible proof that there's only one mitzvah to speak about here, not two. First proof, the Rambam says, is if the Shavuos were their own mitzvah, you would, of course, only count them on the sevens. Okay, that's an interesting assumption. Because right, there's no reason that we shouldn't necessarily say, okay, so that you count the Shavuos on a daily basis. How do you do that? Simple. By saying, right, it's two complete weeks and a partial week. Right? Day 18 is 2 weeks, remainder four. Okay, so the Rambam's assumption is that counting Shavuos as an independent mitzvah could only possibly mean complete weeks. Okay, that's number one. That's an assumption. Okay, then he says there would be two brachos. Now, of course, Rabbeinu Yerucham thinks that is correct, and that's why he says there were two brachos at one point. Okay, so the Rambam makes two assumptions. Number one, that there weren't two brachos. Again, Rabbeinu Yerucham would challenge that assumption. The first assumption is even more interesting, that the Rambam held that the nature of counting the weeks would only be to note the completion of those weeks. Now, where did the Rambam get that idea? That we can answer definitively. What's that? Oh, well, sharpen it. Just a little further, Paul. In other words, what does the Torah say? Sheva Shabbatos Tamimos Tehiyena. That to the extent that there's a mitzvah to count the weeks, right? The Rambam thinks it's grounded in Sheva Shabbatos Tamimos Tehiyena. How do we know that? Well, if you looked at the Mishneh Torah, which Raphael read, which pasuk does the Rambam quote? Mitzvahs Aseh Lispor. Sheva Shabbatos Tamimos Miyom Avashah. Numbers 5 and 5 Sharach Sheva Shabbatos. The Rambam's quoting this pasuk about the weeks, right, being Tamimos. The Rambam thinks that's the basis of counting the weeks to begin with. Now, what's ironic is that that's not the pasuk the Gemara quoted. The Gemara quoted a different pasuk. Go back to that Gemara in Chagiga. Abaye's source was not Sheva Shabbasos Timimos, but well, that's for counting the days, but what's the source for counting the weeks? Shiva Shavuos Tisporlach. Nothing to do with Tzmimos. That's just the pasuk in Devarim. Counting 7 weeks doesn't mean 7 complete weeks. It could mean counting each day where we are in terms of weeks. So the Rambam thought that the mitzvah of counting the weeks, were it really independent, would have only been a mitzvah of noting the completion of those weeks. It's just really interesting in the Rambam's thinking. That's what the Rambam was talking about in the Sefer Mitzvahs. He says, oh, if counting the weeks is really an independent mitzvah, it could only be based on this Sheva Shabbasos Timimos Timimos, which is the pasuk in the end that the Rambam quotes anyway, even while noting, right, that one counts every single day. Okay, but of course, what I'm just trying to raise a little consciousness about is this idea that there are different ways of looking at what you're trying to do when you count. So the two basic approaches that one can have towards counting in general and in halacha are the following. Counting can be a way of bridging point A and point B. Let's say here that would be represented by the idea of connecting either Pesach to Shavuos or the Karban HaOmer to the Karban Shtei Halacha. But there's a whole different kind of count in halacha, which is not a bridge between two points, but you don't really care where you begin, you only care where you're going. So in halacha, let's say you have the yovel, right? You're just interested in getting to the 50th year, right? Or what's the other example, Igor, that we have of counting in the Torah? Only one other example we have of counting. Well, yovel, okay, but a mitzvah to count.
Numerous.
Countless
examples.
No, he's saying a mitzvah.
A mitzvah. Shmita, no? No, we already have that. I'm saying I'm mentioning that.
But the
one that you mentioned here in the beginning of the Zav Zavah. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. So what's that halacha? That when a person has a certain kind of a medical condition, a Zav or a Zavah, different kinds of emissions from their body, what the halacha is, visafar lo and visafra la, that they have to count 7 days. Now, we're not interested in whether it happened on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. It matters not what time of year. The only thing is that you have to get what we call Shiva Nikiyim, which is a very important basis for Hilchos Nida in that area of Torah. So the point is that you have two different kinds of counting, okay, where you're either bridging 2 points or you're just trying to get to a particular telos. Now, Sfiras HaOmer is a bridge type of count. Zav, Zava, Yovel would be a bit of a different model. Now, that's important because we have to try to understand what it is we're doing on a daily basis. So, especially when it comes to counting the weeks. Here's really where the analysis is important. So, when it comes to the weeks, is what we're trying to do note the completion of the weeks? Or are we trying to say on each step along the way, well, here's we are in terms of days. Right at the very beginning of the day, we're saying, this is the 23rd unit. Today is the 33rd unit in our count. And it's the 33rd unit in terms of days. And in terms of our weeks, right, what we're dealing with is the 4 units we've completed so far. And right now where we are is we've got 5 units out of 7 in that second element. Or are we just really not interested in that? And all we would really say about the weeks is we're just trying to pay attention to how many weeks we've completed. I would say, are we building weeks? Or are we just completing weeks? Now, should note that the Baal HaMor and the Ran were of the view that the proper way to count weeks was to only count them on the sevens.
Right, right. To separate. Because you could say that there's a different aspect in that weeks do not have an intrinsic astronomical relationship. You can't actually use the moon as a reference to determine a week. It's really dependent on actually accounting.
Yeah. So, which means now, according to the Baal HaMor and the Ran, just 1 second, Igor, let's just conceptualize this. So, Raphael, according to the Baal HaMor and the Ran, one is only using the weeks as what kind of account? As a way of capping off and saying this is the completion of 7 days.
Like the Shem Nekiah.
This is the completion of the 7 days. Now, of course, that's fundamentally different than the way that the count of the days works, because you don't count at the end of the day, you count each unit at the beginning, right? By counting at night.
And the Mo'ol Katan is at the end.
What's that?
According to the Mo'ol Katan, it's the end of Milot HaShavua.
Correct. You only count the weeks at the end, but I'm saying the days you count at the beginning. So you have two parallel counts going on, but with an opposite orientation. So this is a little subtle, but Paul, each day one, day two, day three, you mark the unit as the unit arrives. The weeks, though, you mark the unit as the unit is completing. So you have an opposite polarity to the count. The individual unit, the day unit, you mark upon arrival. This will be the first unit. This will be the second unit. This will be the 33rd unit where we are today. The weeks, though, is the opposite orientation. We're noting the completion of these base seven units. So it's the opposite orientation, okay? That's like very important according to the Baal and the Mor and the Ra. That's what we're doing. So you're not building weeks, you're completing weeks. You follow that distinction? You're not ever noting the week until it's completed. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite polarity of counting the day. Now, let's just introduce a competing view. Okay, so Raphael, why don't you read for us the perspective of Rabbeinu Ephraim? It's quoted in the Mordechai. It's the 11th source. Okay, so what's Rabbeinu Ephraim's point of view about this?
Basically, the way he sets it up is that you say today is, let's say, 2 weeks in the Omer plus this in these days. Like we don't say, for instance, 30 yom la Omer, we say, ayom arba shavuot la Omer ve'od shnei yamim.
Okay, so what are we really building according to Rabbeinu Ephraim?
I mean, the days are totally, and like according to the Rambam and Tamid,
it's a modular system.
Correct.
Yeah.
But you follow that? The only thing we're interested in doing, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, is building what?
Weeks.
7 complete weeks.
Right. And the days are just...
It's just a remainder of the week.
Right.
But you follow that? So Rabbeinu Ephraim, a totally different point of view than the Baal HaMor and the Ran. And the Baal HaMor and the Ran are saying, basically what you're trying to do is you're noting each of these 49 units as they arrive. That's what you're doing. And then, at 7 points during that process, 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, what you're going to do is you're going to note progress along that path. Progress along a path of 49. Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying, no, that's not what's happening here. You're building 7 weeks. Don't even think in terms of 49 days. Again, in terms of the Torah Shebichsav itself, there's much more evidence for Rabbeinu Ephraim's approach, right? Because the emphasis, right? Basically, what you want to do is have 7 complete weeks. So, what you're going to do, okay, there is a Tisbru Chamishim Yom, you do have to note the remainder, you don't only count, right? Because for Rabbeinu Ephraim, the only function of the Pasuk of Tisbru Chamishim Yom is to tell you, you don't only count 7 times. You don't only count 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49. You will end up counting as an activity, as a physical act, every single day. But that's not the important thing. The important thing is to build 7 complete weeks. Okay, yeah, Igor, you were waiting. Go ahead.
Maybe it's the 50 days only because to remind them to clear with the Shkoban to bring on 50 days, not on 49 days. And if you start counting 7 weeks, the more. So maybe Kurban is bringing on the 49 days. You don't get to bring a perush for the 50 days.
And again, more fundamentally, you still need the yom to tell you that you do the mechanical act of counting every day.
Yes, I understand. But to make a connection between the korban is on 15.
You're saying the opposite of Rabbeinu Yerucham. You're saying that the days are for the korban.
Yes.
Right, Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying the weeks are for the korban, which is why we drop that. The Sfas Emes says what you're saying.
Second question, who is Rabbeinu Yerucham?
Anybody remember? A little bit about Rabbeinu Yerucham? It's from Provence.
So
he's
a Rishon.
Yeah, one of the Rishonim, absolutely.
Is he one of the Tosfos?
Yeah, so he's from Provence. He's one of the Chachmei Provence. Same generation as the Bali Atosvot. I personally don't know how much his teachings were integrated into any of the collections of the Bali Atosvot. Yeah, he wrote two books, Toldos Adam Chava, and then one of them is the Meisharim, the Choshen Mishpat. Okay, yeah, Moshe, go ahead.
Does the master person counting in ascending order 1 through 49 or descending order 49 through 1?
Right, so...
Does it really matter?
So the Sefer HaChinuch is the most direct source we have for that. The Sefer HaChinuch was troubled. The Sefer HaChinuch had a problem, which you'll understand very clearly. The Sefer HaChinuch said that the whole idea of the Sefiras HaOmer is counting to Matan Torah. So then, of course, he said, well, wouldn't it make more sense to have a countdown?
There.
It doesn't make more sense. You want to have a countdown. You don't have a count up. You have a countdown.
Yeah.
You're excited for something. Only, right?
Yeah.
15 days left.
For
16.
For vacation.
Right, of course.
We're finishing the semester like a more.
So the Sefer HaChinuch had a problem. Sefer HaChinuch had a serious problem. Because Sefer HaChinuch didn't take the pshat in the Torah. Sefer HaChinuch thought that there was really is a countdown. So then anybody remember what his answer? His answer is quite dachuk. His answer is, well, says, yeah, except we'd just be too depressed. Because, well, it's a long time. So that's why you don't start with 49, it's two. But the truth of the matter is that the Torah, right, says you build up. Right, Raphael is saying that. That's what Raphael is saying. He said that's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a machlokas.
I see. It will remember like
Beis Hillel. Yeah, I know. Many years ago, if you don't say like Shammai, doesn't mean it's not incorrect.
That there's a machlokas between the Rambam.
Many people, thousand people,
about
whether
the count itself is
in the Rambam Beis Shammai. Not now.
Yeah. There's a very strange Ramban. In Kiddushin, where he says that it's not a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, we don't know. Some people think that's a toe sofer. Very hard to understand what he means by that. It's a mysterious line in the Kiddushin.
Although I guess in some sense it would be interesting in that if there's again this difference between a shua is sort of like a something that it's a derived concept from a you know accounting. It's like a it's an entity in and of itself. I mean, you can see that whether your emphasis is on the days or on the weeks is might actually indicate whether your real emphasis is on a day-by-day counting or some concept that's sort of an abstraction like a week.
So that's exactly what I wanted to conclude with, is some reflections on that point, Steve. Yashar Koach. Very well said. So if I were to ask you, without any evidence based on the Torah Shebichsav, but just to intuit for a second, if I told you there were two elements to account, days and weeks, you're involved in some theoretical count, and days and weeks. So I would say, what do you think is the more fundamental unit? Of course the day. Why? Because to count the weeks is implicitly keeping track of the days. And as a matter of fact, there doesn't appear exactly as Steve said to be any fundamental notion of a week. As a matter of fact, right, what are the basic units as the right, cosmos have been constructed? A day makes sense to have a concept of a day in the physical world around this. It also makes sense to have a month. So the notion of a week is a superimposition, excuse me, on that structure. On which basis? Now reasserting Jewish teaching, obviously.
Reishit.
Right, of course. Right, what's the basic 6 and then 7? This is all over the Torah. Yamim, Shabbat. Shanim and Shemitah. The Moadim. So, what we really have here is the interaction of two different systems. One of them is a very natural type of system, the counting of the days. And the other is what I call the basic halachic unit. Okay, so now let's just take it one step further. Of course, the basic... excuse me. One further parallel that we have to develop. So normally, when we have these sixes and sevens, they're predicated on... They're predicated on, of course, Shabbos Bracious. That was the conflict here between the Tzedukim and the Purushim. Anybody want to just review the conflict? Igor, go ahead. What did the Tzedukim say? They tried to tie the 6 and then the 7 of Sfiras HaOmer into the...
Shabbat.
Which is a natural thing to do.
Yeah.
Right. And of course, the Purushim said, no, here, Shabbat means...
Shabbat.
Shabbaton, Yom Tov, right? As the Pasuk in Sefer Yoshua says... Macharasa Pesach instead of Macharasa Shabbos. Okay. So, do we have a paradigm for this in halacha where you have a 6 followed by a 7, but not moored to Shabbos or Shemitah, where you have what I call a free-floating 6 and 7? It could start in the middle of a week. That's what's happening with Sfiras HaOmer. It could start on a Tuesday night. Okay, it's what I call a free agent 6 and 7. Do we have a parallel in terms of years where it's not rooted into the Shemitah 6 and 7? What I'm saying is that in Halacha, you have these very firm anchorings of 6 and 7 cycles. You have on the level of days and weeks, Shabbos, that's all of creation. Every single moment in our life can be timed in that vein. And then a level of years, you have a parallel function called Shvius, Shemitah. What I'm saying is that Sfiras HaOmer appears to be a 6 and a 7, but independent, right? That's the Tzedukim Prushim issue, right? So we paskin, we understand that what the Torah was telling us is that here you have a 6 and 7 on the level of days and weeks that's going to be free of the Shabbos Bracious anchoring. What I'm saying is, do we have a model for that in years? Where you have a very significant 6 and then a 7, but not tied into the Shavuos.
Maybe something Maaseh or something?
No, that's tied into the Shemitah cycle.
What about Olah? That's not 6 or 7, that's just 3.
Correct, that's 3 and then 4, but okay.
What about having a slave, isn't it?
Yeah. Well done.
Yes.
Very good. Well done. So Paul, I want to explain what you mean. There's such a concept called Eved Ivri.
Right, isn't it?
But it's tied into Yovel,
but not Shemitah. This is very important.
Right. So after 7 years, you're supposed to release him?
So that with the arrival of the 7th year, the Eved Ivri goes free. But not the 7th year, meaning Shemitah, but his
7th year.
So, what's that?
His personal Shemitah.
Correct. Whereas, right, all the other halachos are rooted in this, right, the general 6 and 7. So what I'm saying here is you have a parallel, right? Sfiras HaOmer, we're saying, it has its own 6 and 7 cycle. It has its own internal clock. Now, the particularly interesting thing about that, I think, something to do with... I just think it's just an interesting parallel, food for thought. When do we do this? Who went free?
The Jewish people, they got the Torah.
The Avadim Ivrim went...
But it wasn't a cycle.
No, I'm just saying, it's just really interesting to me. Eved Ivri, it seems to me that Eved Ivri is based on this idea of having a free-floating 6 and then a 7.
Uh-huh. By the way, what was
this is Sfiras HaOmer.
Yeah. Was the Shemitah weapon from? Did it have anything to do with Bereshit, or did it have to do with when the land was entered? What was the initial reference point for the first year of Shemitah? Is that known or discussed?
Yeah, at length. Very good. So it started, the first Shemitah that they observed was 21 years after they entered Israel. Why? Why would that be? So Kibush and Chiluk took 14, and then they had to start counting at the beginning.
Aha.
Okay, so the first Yovel they observed was 64 years after they entered the land of Israel. Okay, yeah, Moshe, go ahead.
Doing the issue with the slave, to me the master goes because he no longer has to feed, clothe, shelter.
That would be the master and the slave, though.
Both. Right, because we say, you know, Chazal have this very important insight, the kol kona eved ivri, kona adam la'atzmo. Because the halachos are so. But anyway, if you just read the sections of the Torah that deal with the halachos of eved ivri, say in Bahar, what you'll appreciate is that ki livnei Yisrael avadim, avadai heim asher hotzesi osam eretz Yisrael. All of the halachos of Eved Ivri are based on the fact that Hashem already took us out of Avdus. All I'm saying is that it seems to me that the basic structure of 6 and 7 is modeled exactly on this idea that you can have, the Torah says, you can have a 6 and a 7, which are in fact liberated from the Shabbos, Brachos, and Shavuos modalities. Because normally everything else is just anchored into that. That's the basic unit of Jewish time, 6 days and then the seventh. Okay? 6 days and then the seventh, 6 years and then the seventh, that's the basic structure of Jewish time. But you do have this transcendent 6 and 7, okay, when it comes to something that is related to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, that's like a really fascinating dimension of the Torah's cosmic orientation. Okay, so basically, what you try to raise consciousness about are the variety of point of views about counting days versus weeks. You have the Rif at one pole, the Rambam and the Meiri on the other poles, Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Shulchan Aruch in the middle, right, by noting that weeks and days would have co-equal standing. Rabbeinu Yerucham's assessment, right, that the truth of the matter is that Sfiras Omer, because we're missing the Korbanos, only retains the aspect of the days, whereas the days of the weeks completely lost to us. That's Rabbeinu Yerucham's reading of Amemar, linking the weeks to the Korbanos and the days, Pesach and Shavuos, highlighting the dual nature of the count. Okay. We spoke about the development in the Rambam's point of view, shifting from the Rif's point of view to a more independent point of view. And then noted that there are really two competing views about the role that weeks play. The Balamor and the Ran. Tamimos, the summation of weeks. Right? Rabbeinu Ephraim, the building of 7 complete weeks. Building. You're not interested in the days per se. You don't mention the days after they're gone. A day is really just a placeholder for how many units of the week have we built to this point. The idea is to complete 7 weeks. But again, it's a remarkable thing, not 7 weeks in the typical meaning of Sheshes Yamim Uvayom HaShvi'i, an independent cycle of 7. So, literally just to conclude with one line, you have a very man-made, the Sfiras HaOmer in the end then becomes a man-made concept. In the sense that the idea of our general observance of 6 and 7 is, of course, just v'halach the bedrachav. Vayivarech Elokim es yom ha'shvi vayikadesh oso kivo shavas mikol melachto asher bara Elokim laso. It says we're paralleling Masa Bereshis, but in creating our own cycle of 6 and then a 7, which is not rooted in Shabbos Bereshis, is this very fascinating and even bold aspect of our ability to create, again, al pi halacha, we're being told to do these things, our own structures. Okay, so we'll hold it up there.